2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So here it is, the 15-minute morning show podcast. Rule number one: no foul language allowed today.
I'm out.
Taking bets.
I'm out.
Come on, we can do it. I think, you know, it's willpower. Danielle, you of all people need to watch your mouth.
I hold my mouth for 4 hours every morning during the regular show. You can't ask me to do it again.
Right.
It's not nice.
You can do it. Yeah, your thoughts, Nate. Can we get through this 15 minutes without using words?
That's my point, Danielle. We just did 4 hours. 4 hours of a show where we had to watch what we say.
Right, but this is like a pressure release valve, Nate. It's like everything's all pent up, so when we get here to this part, it becomes just the let it all out.
Yes, exactly. Froggy's right for once.
I can tell Danielle's watching every syllable she says.
I'm trying so hard to be good. I hate this.
You can do it. You can do it. See, our problem was this. We have been doing this show for 20-something years, and never, ever, if ever, rarely would let a dirty word slip, right? And so it's all been building up, and finally we've been given an outlet to, like, let it fly, man. But today we're going to see if we can just not do it. Oh, there's Brody. Brody, no foul language today, please.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Where's the commercials? I hear commercials.
That's scary.
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 What are you talking about?
Stuff down.
What?
Turn your commercials down.
Or somebody's got something going on in the background. I heard something about extra innings.
Who's watching television?
You, Brody?
I don't think so.
Garrett, is there a TV on at your house?
My mic's been off, so.
I don't hear anything.
I heard something about action on the go.
Okay.
I hear it too. Yeah.
Yeah, action on the go, yeah.
Oh, now it's off. Brody turned it off. We're good now. All right.
Okay. I love how we always blame Brody. Doesn't matter what it is. It's always Brody.
No. And I can't blame Scary.
And I can't curse.
No, you cannot curse.
What?
Nope.
You can't curse. All you do is sit there and be blamed.
Wait.
That's okay. You're a husband. You're a husband and a father. You're used to being blamed on everything. So this is nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
What's that, Danielle?
If we're not cursing today, then I know we don't do a one tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday or Thursday? Friday. So
Friday.
Monday, that means it's the all curse podcast because we held our tongue so well today.
That was yesterday.
So you can't do one sentence without using a word.
Oh, right. I've never looked so forward to a podcast.
Wait, the fact that we have spent this much time on foul language, it really says a lot about us, doesn't it? I mean, come on. We're much more interesting than this. What else can we talk about?
Oh, you want to watch me do my asthma inhaler?
No.
Yes. You guys ready?
How about you're frozen right now in the Zoom room.
Oh, really?
No, he's not.
No, not here, he's not.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
He's not.
Tell you what, you do your inhaler while I fold towels.
Ooh, fantastic.
Oh, that's exciting.
This is a new asthma medication, not a sponsor, but I have to click it.
Yeah.
And then I have to inhale it. Do it.
Is it fun?
That's nice.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have to, like, put water in your mouth and then spit out the remnants? Because I know a lot of inhalers, you have to do that.
He's terrible. No, I probably should.
Well, hold on. Is he frozen for you now? He's frozen with me.
He's frozen.
No,
with
he's
me.
Not. No, he's no. drink. He's
it's
drinking
weird. Nate,
something.
You're freezing on your screen, but individually. Like, right now, he's frozen.
Really?
Scary, stop
you're
it.
Still okay.
You guys are
here.
All
scary.
Perfectly fine to me. Is Scary freezing? Because we're on the same Wi-Fi.
I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Scary.
Oh, now you're back, Nate.
Scary, stop.
So he was frozen for you, right?
Wait, is he?
He was frozen, but then Scary's doing the fake freeze face. So I don't know if he's frozen or not.
Nate is too. They both are.
Garrett's not.
I just saw you move, Nate.
Nate, you're really moving stuff.
By the way,
I'm over here hitting the screen like it's going to do something. I'm like,
I never, ever freeze in a flattering position. It's always something stupid, and I have five chins. I'm like, why do I always freeze on that crap?
Well, that's three less than you normally have.
No, you know,
I have an idea. I got an idea. Let's all freeze. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, that was fun.
Scotty's still moving. The whole time Scotty was still moving because he can't hear what we're doing.
We can get away with it on the podcast. If we did it on the radio, then alarms would start going off if we froze like that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Brody. How crotchety Scotty yeah. is really quick?
Yes, after we talk to Brody for a second.
Okay.
So, Brody, you gave us that list of fake or real Major League Baseball names. I'm totally blown away that someone would be named – like. What, can I say his name if we're not cursing today?
Yeah, that was his name.
I mean, like, Dick Hitshot or whatever. I mean, these are real people, right?
Johnny Dickshot.
Yes.
Yeah, Johnny Dickshot was his name.
Yeah, if they weren't real, we couldn't have said them on the radio, so I made sure that they were legitimate.
Okay. Elvis, I don't want to start a fight or anything, but I don't like how you fold your towels.
Yeah, what are you doing, Elvis?
Well, I'm sitting down fold. I usually stand to fold, but I can't stand and fold towels and do this stupid podcast. I almost said the F word.
Can you show us your method? Because I'm actually curious, because I may do it similarly. I'm not sure, though.
No, I'm not going to show you my towel method.
I'll
because,
show you
I mean,
mine.
We have sunken to an all-time low.
Why do you have towels at work, Nate?
I don't know why these are here, which I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah, and what's on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that.
See, I fold it, then I roll it, because this is a pool towel.
Oh, yes.
Nate, you fold it in half long ways first?
Yeah, because then I roll it. Hang on, you ready
for this?
Well,
see, some people fold them in thirds lengthwise.
Yeah.
Lengthwise.
I do a hotel thirds.
Yeah, I do a hotel fold.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. This is boring.
Hey, look at that.
Garrett, is there something interesting? Is there something interesting you can bring to the show? Because this is the most boring podcast ever.
You want me to take some tequila?
No, oh, my gosh. That's not. Have you guys not noticed that Brody has a curse word over his head in the background?
I did notice.
He's got the F word. He's cheating. That is cheating. Take it down.
What?
That's cheating.
As long as you
Elvis
don't
say
said it.
We couldn't say any curses.
By the way, we had to blur
technically
out
what I said.
We had to blur
so
out.
So that's legal.
We had to blur out Brody's Playboy the other day because he showed some boob when he was showing his magazine.
Oh, well, my shirt must have been loose. Sorry.
No, the magazine was, but...
Oh, okay.
Elvis, I thought you were
Well, Deanna already knows to blur that.
I thought you were going to go over ways...
What, Froggy?
You said you were going to go over ways that we're self-centered and that we probably fit every single one of them.
No, I was going to save this for the big show tomorrow.
Okay.
The thing I found online, how to read the signs of self-centered people and learn how to avoid them. And there are 11 points that identify self-serving and self-centered people. And I'm every one of them.
Oh, wow. You felt like you were reading an article about you.
Yeah, it was like an autobiography about me.
The follow-up question needs to be, is it wrong, is it a bad thing if you're self-centered? Even after you arrive at that conclusion, is it a bad thing?
Mm. Well, it depends on what your definition is. If it comes at the cost of being polite and nice to other people and considering their feelings, I think that's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I think it's the worst when you take those like how to know if you should break up with him quizzes, and then I'm always like, oh, I should be broken up with. That's me that they're describing. Damn it! It's terrible.
God, it's like every time I take a towel out of the basket, another one appears.
Magic.
Oh, it's like when you eat rice, fried rice. That happens to me all the time. Every time I take a spoonful, there's still more rice. It just never ends. It's always there.
All right. All right, so Gandhi, come up with a topic to save this very, very, very slow, yet clean podcast.
Informative. Okay.
So I think we've talked about this a little bit on the air, but talking about the whole RV trip and how I've decided I want to do this right now, it made me think about why I want to do it. And my reason is because this whole pandemic has made me really reassess my whole life, like everything that I'm doing, where I'm living, who I'm seeing. And I didn't know if you guys had done the same thing. So I actually did. I was asking them that off the air. Like, what are the ways that this has changed your life? Or how have you reprioritized things that maybe you weren't thinking about before?
It has changed. For me, it totally has shifted the way I look at my life and my responsibility to the planet and my friends and my career. Yeah, it's changed everything. And so really, what about you, Danielle?
Yep. It has 100%. It has made me see things that I didn't see before, what I want to spend more time doing, what I want to spend less time doing, what's more important. And I'll be honest, there was one point where I said to my husband, I'm like, look, you know, if we want to move to the UK, because, you know, he's British, I said, I think this might be the time to do it. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, you know, Spencer's going to be going to college in a couple of years. Maybe he wants to go to university there. Preston really wants to focus on soccer. That's a great place to do it. I could probably do the show from there. We could figure something out. I'm like, you could sell, you know, real estate. Well, she would come. I guarantee you, if I said I was moving to England, she'd go. So, you know, there's a lot. I mean, I miss all my friends and family, but he put the kibosh on it. He said no.
Okay.
I was getting excited for you. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to throw a goodbye party for you.
No, he's not. No, you can't throw a goodbye party because I would be doing the show from there. I would do the afternoon program from there. Oh, that would be fantastic. Ah, yeah. Yeah, but he said no. I said maybe a summer house once. That would be nice there, you know, but you know, there's too much opportunity for us here, so he doesn't.
I would love a British Bronx accent from Danielle.
Would you? Oh, that'd be interesting.
What would that sound like, Danielle?
Brody. Hey, Brody. Yeah. Have you changed your outlook on life a little bit since all this kicked in?
No, I'm still a pessimist. In fact, sometimes you guys don't believe all the stories about things that go wrong in my life. Well, something went wrong Monday, and Scary was on the phone and heard it. Scary, do you want to tell him what you heard?
I heard my delivery? Brody getting a delivery live, and it was, a hot tub, and it was on a truck, on a forklift, whatever it was, and Brody was screaming and yelling, and the delivery guy delivered the bad news that the cover of this hot tub had a huge gash in it, and he's like, I'm sorry, I don't know how this happened, and Brody, I heard him melt down to the delivery guy with me on the other ear. It was fascinating, and Brody was like, don't drop it, like, because Brody thought
it sounded like a phone tap almost. It was like, this isn't real.
It was so surreal. But I'm like, you can't make this shit up. This guy has the worst.
Oh, you're good.
Oh,
good.
No.
Damn it, man.
I knew it.
Scary.
It wasn't me. It wasn't
Walk out
me.
The door. Walk out the door.
I didn't even do it. Scary, come on.
I didn't do that on purpose. I'm sorry.
I know you didn't do it on purpose, but you did it.
Oh, Scary.
Come on. Right.
You did it too.
Well, he said it. He ruined it for everyone.
Well, now that it's finally been done.
Yeah.
Oh,
if I could just clarify, I did not yell at the guy. I yelled in general. And then at the end, Scary goes, oh my God, that's real. It really happened to you. I heard it. So I have a witness finally. The hot tub was damaged.
Black cloud day and night, this guy. I don't know what it is. Bad luck.
So what did you do with it? Did you have the guy take it back? I mean, what'd you do with it?
Nope. I got $1,000 off.
Oh, of course he did.
Of course he did.
But you have a gashed hot tub top.
Well, they're going to replace it, but for the trouble, they took $1,000 off. So I'm good.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Holy
nice.
Shit, Brody.
Here's what you're going to do. For the trouble, you're going to take $1,000 off. That's what he tells him.
Something like that.
I like that voice, Danielle. That's the same voice the guy makes. That's the same guy, or the voice the guy makes. If someone knocks at the door and they open the door and they go, is Mr. Duran there? And the guy says,
who is asking?
What's the password?
I saw that in a movie again the other night. Remember we had this conversation, Nate? It's the dumbest line ever used in old movies. Like a police officer would knock on the door, dunk, 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 and the door would open, Mr. Jones? And the guy would go, who's asking? Well, I'm asking. I'm right here in front of you.
Yeah, why guy fucking standing in front of you?
You're dressed as a police officer.
It's me. I'm asking. I'm asking. Me. Yes. I'm asking you. It's the dumbest line ever used in a movie. Anyway, that voice you used is like that.
Hello.
That bad Bronx accent. Anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anyone?
Yes.
Does anyone care?
No, I
get it. I get it.
I think we're over. Are we over?
No, not over. We have
we're almost done.
15 seconds left.
Oh.
And guess what? Guess what was accomplished? All my towels are now folded.
Yeah.
That's a lot of towels.
That's important.
Very nice. Very nice. That was
all that matters to me.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.